see, terms of relationship, guy would be what to you?
My husband.
And you would be?
Wife.
And,
The old word would be spouse, and spouse, so it's either male.
Was it spouse when you were a girl?
Yes, a lot of people speak of their husband and wife, and then more ignorant class of people as husband. Just always say husband. Mm. We had a neighbor that lived right down here. She never spoke of her husband any other way. She always called him husband. She never did call him by name or say my husband. It was just husband. And but Mr. Hastings always says wife. He never.
I noticed that.
He never calls his wife by her first name or any other name. He said wife.
What did you call your father?
Papa.
How about your mother?
Mama, I'll say. Of course, as we grew older, we said mother, but that was a childhood term, and I thought we were in our teens. Now, my children have called me everything. They were, I'm five of them, they all had different names. I was mom, and I was mama, and I was mother. And I was Ider. That's what the guy calls me, that southern.
Yeah.
With the R on it. The kids, when they got teenage, they thought that was awfully funny.
So they and called you Ider.
Ider. I've always despised that. I've always despised Ider or Idy. I don't know which is worse.
Did you call your papa father in later years, and you called your mother mother?
Yes. They were papa and mama as long as we were small, and I think that's a very general term for the Scotch parents.
And together, what did you call them? If you want to introduce them, you say, these are my
parents.
And did you know your grandparents?
No. Although my grandmother, Grant, lived until after I was married and had several children before she died. She was 97 when she died. That is one thing that this Jesse Schooler said about the people over in England. I never saw so many well-kept old men in my life. As soon as they wore out one woman and she died, there was another one there ready to take her place and take care of me. And she said they were combed and powdered and petted on. There's many more men in England than women. I expect, though, the war has reduced that in this generation. She got a great kick out of that.
What do the children now call Guy, the grandchildren?
The granddad mostly, but they did call him Po Guy. Alan started that with, they lived right next door to their grandfather early, and they called him Grandpa only. They couldn't say Grandpa, they just called him Paul. And so it was Paul. And he said Po instead of Paul. And so it was Po and Po Guy. And
Po Guy.
All of the children took it up, all of the other grandchildren, and they still called him that occasionally, but mostly they said Granddad.
What did they call you?
I'm just Grandma. And one day we were dragging Grant's children and